This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Regional Transportation District is permanently cutting two light rail lines. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The C line used to run from Union Station in downtown Denver to Littleton. The F line ran from central downtown to Lone Tree. Both were suspended at the beginning of the pandemic. And now RTD says they're never coming back, with the possible exception of special events. The agency blames that on a lack of train operators and financial resources. Travelers can use other light rail lines to make their old trips, but they now require a transfer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are taking pause in their legislative work to observe Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The state legislature has the largest Black caucus in Colorado history, and those 11 members led reflections on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Democratic Senator Janet Buckner says the country is in a much different place than when she graduated from college in the late 1960s, but says there's still a long way to go.
Why do I not give up hope when it still hurts me to my heart that my grandchildren are discriminated against? It's the Martin Luther King and me.
In 2009, Colorado was the first state in the country to have two Black members lead both chambers of a state legislature. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A police officer in suburban Denver is facing a felony charge after allegedly attacking a disabled woman. According to the Associated Press, the officer, who was off duty, is accused of punching the woman in the face and head several times during an argument near the officer's apartment complex. This is CPR News and KRCC.